Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
So may I request everyone to please stand as we read God's word today. We'll be reading from the book of Ruth, chapter 2. We'll actually walk through the whole book, 4 chapters po yan, pero we will only read chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Ito pong sinasabi. Now Naomi had a relative of her husband's, a worthy man of the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and glean of the ears of grain after him in whose sight I shall find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." She set out and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was the clan of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered, "The Lord bless you." Then Boaz said to the young man who was in charge of the reapers, "Whose young woman is this?" And the servant who was in charge of the reapers answered, "She is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab." Verse 7. She said, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves after the reapers." So she came, and she has continued from early morning until now, except for a short rest. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that your word is alive and active. And we invite your Holy Spirit to speak to us as we learn from the life of Boaz and Ruth. In Jesus' name, amen. You may now take your seats. Okay lang po ba if I'll just, you know, kasi love month naman, will you indulge me to share with you some pickup lines? Pwede, para lang ma-relax tayo ng konti. Sabi nila, ang pag-ibig daw parang langka. Langka tapusan, langka pantay. Na? Sabi din nila, ang pag-ibig daw parang coke. Tanong naman kayo. Kasi minsan zero, minsan sakto. Isa pa. Sabi nila, ang pag-ibig daw parang Flappy Bird. Sino po ba naglalaro ng Flappy Bird dito? Marami po ba? Konti na, huwag na natin tuloy ito. Iba na. Sabi nila, ang pag-ibig daw parang Flappy Bird. Minsan, kahit nanuhulog ka na, dumidiretso ka pa. Ayaw mag-give up. No? Sabi pa din na, ang pag-ibig daw, para din siyang Flappy Bird. Kasi kailangan right timing. Di ba? Kailangan right timing yung pag-press mong ganun. Pag ano, patay ka kaagad. Di ba? Isa pa? Pwede pa? Isa pa? Pwede pa? Sabi nila, yung pag-ibig daw, parang ka lang sumasakay sa jeep. Kasi minsan, hindi ka nasusuklian. Okay na. Balik na tayo sa lesson. Okay. So, Ruth and Boaz. Okay. Huwag na, mayroon sinabi si Pastor Winston, huwag na na, mahirap yun. Diyante. Sabi lang, magmamahal daw. Hindi ko na, huwag na yun. Balik na kay Boaz. Ang gulo ni Noel eh. Naano tuloy ako eh. Sinuman kasi. Alright, so Boaz and Ruth, ano po ba yung makukuha nandito? Well, it's a story. It's a love story. It's, you know, pero kailangan po natin makita, kailan po ba ito nangyari? Kailan po ito isunulat? When was it written? And what was the setting of this story? And last week, we talked about Samson and Delilah during the time of the judges. No? And again, during that time of the judges was a period of 300 years. 300 years of apostasy. O ibig sabihin yung pagtalikod nila sa Panginoon. No, paulit-ulit po yun. Paulit-ulit. I know the wives can relate to that. No? Kasi paulit-ulit sinasabi niya sa aming husband. Babalik-balik. No? And then in the same manner, ganun po yung nangyari sa Israel during the time of Judges. For 300 years, they will sin against God. They will cry. And then the Lord will bring them judgment. And then they will cry out to the Lord. The Lord will bring them a judge, deliver them. Then there will be peace in the land. And then they will sin again. And then they will cry out to the Lord. The Lord will deliver them. The Lord... Ganon. So yung pong background nitong ano, yung setting ng Boaz and Ruth is this, okay? In Judges 21 verse 25, in those days, there was no king in Israel. And everyone did what was right in their own eyes. There was no king, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. In the midst of all this, of this setting, where people were doing everything in their own eyes, everything that was right in their own eyes, everything that feels good, they do. Everything that they think is right, they do it. Because there was no king in Israel. This was the time where people were not obeying God. At the middle of that, merong story ng Boaz and Ruth. Merong book of Ruth. During this time where people were not obeying God, during that time where people were so away from God and His ways, there is this group of people who were doing not just what was right in their own eyes, but what was right in the sight of God. Yan po yung story ni Ruth and ni Boaz. Now what happened? Ano po yan eh? Pag tinignan po ninyo, there are four chapters. Makikita po natin yan yung mga character niyan. Again, si Ruth saka si Boaz is the main character. Pero meron pa pong isa, si Naomi. Naomi is the wife. Okay, yung po yung wife ni Elimelech. Elimelech came from Bethlehem. Okay, pag binasa po niyo yung chapter 1, they came from Bethlehem. Bethlehem actually means the house of bread. But there was famine in the house of bread. There was no bread in the house of bread. No? Natatandaan ko po nung undoy. No? Grabe yung Pandi Manila nung pag pumunta ka, wala ng bread. Naubos na. During that time, ganun yung more than that, no? Yung famine yun, talagang grabe yung famine at that time. And people were doing things and they were following, again, they were doing things but was right in their own eyes. And yet, Ruth and Naomi, and the famine, wala pa si Ruth bala nun, si Naomi and Elimelech left the nation of Israel and went to Moab. And ang pagdating nila sa Moab, Elimelech died, the two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, got married, two ladies, okay, si Orpah, at saka si Ruth is one of them. So pag dinignan po natin yung buong story nito, makikita po natin, si Naomi, pagbalik niya, okay, nang galing siya, nung pag umuwi niya, pauwi na siya, she decided to go home because she heard that the Lord's hand was upon the nation of Israel, okay? So she went home with her two widows with her, si Orpah. Pero on their way, kinausap niya si Orpah, saka si Ruth, sabi niya, why don't you go back to your families, follow your own God? Okay? So yung ganun po yung nangyari. But Orpah decided not to go, Ruth decided to stay with Naomi, and so they went back to Jerusalem. And then in Jerusalem po, makikita natin yung storya. Okay, that's when Naomi and Ruth were there, and then harvest time, pumunta si Ruth, yung binasa natin sa chapter 2. Okay, nag-glean po siya. Because when they got back to Israel, they were among the poorest of the poor. Yung pong widow during that time, walang rights, walang property, wala silang gamit, walang pwede mag-protect sa kanila. They were on their own. But the Lord provided them a law, in the Levitical law, na kailangan po, you will protect them, you will give them food. Kapag a harvest, you cannot harvest everything. You have to leave some for the poorest of the poor. So ganun po yung ginawa ni Naomi and Ruth, no? So yung nangyaring ganun, and then nakita po ni Ruth, pinakita ni Ruth yung kanyang good character na nag-care siya sa kanyang mother-in-law. And then makikita po natin, and then pumasok si Boaz, and Boaz is again the guy, a righteous man, well-known in the society. But again, he was the one, he was a man who was doing what was right, not in his own eyes, but was doing what was right in the eyes of God. And that uncomplicates things. So, tingnan po natin. What are the three things we can learn from this? Okay, if we want a relationship, if we want a marriage relationship, if we want anything that we do not to be complicated, we have to choose, point number one, choose God over your own will. Choose God over your own will. You have to choose God and His ways over your own mindset, over your own thinking, over your own desire. Makikita po natin yan kay Ruth, di ba? Ayan o, sino po yung isang anak, daughter-in-law niya? Orpah po, kita nyo, naging Oprah na dyan. Kasi nung tumalikod na siya kay Naomi, naging Orpah na siya at nag-start na siya ng Oprah Winfrey Show. Okay, tayo po, error po yan. Kasalanan ko po yan. But Naomi and Ruth, okay, this was the time, eting sinabi niya, no, they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Okay? But Ruth clung to her. And then this is what Naomi said. She said, see, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you will go, I will go. Parang ang sarap pakinggan, ha? Where you will lodge, I will lodge. And where your people shall be my people, and your God will be my God. Here is the amazing thing about Ruth. Ruth, you know, in contrast to Orpah, si Orpah kasi decided, you know, I have a life. I have to, you know, continue on with my life. I do not need to take care of you. I'm so glad you have given me that option. The binigay ng option ni Naomi. And so when that option came, she took it. But not Ruth. Ruth decided to stay with Naomi. Ruth decided to choose God rather than her own will. To choose God rather than her own gods. During that time, yung God po na si Chemos. Chemos is a god, okay, kung saan offer mo yung mga anak ninyo. Okay? Human sacrifice. But at this time, pinili ni Ruth to be the, you know, the God of Israel over her own gods. Pinili ni Ruth yung people ng Israel over her own people. You have to understand, minsan, kailangan natin maunawaan that we have to put God in the picture in anything that we do. Because when we take God out of the picture, especially in a relationship, the center will no longer be God. And it will become complicated. Right? Kasi pagka inuna mo na yung sarili mo, iisipin mo yung need mo palagi, iisipin mo yung need ng kapartner mo, iisipin mo palagi kung ano yung what will make your partner happy or ang problema, iniisip mo kung ano yung magiging happy ka. You become the center of the relationship. It becomes complicated. But Ruth decided to follow the God of Israel. And this is what she said. Okay? Yan, faith niya yan eh. Diba? Makikita mo yung faith ni Ruth sa God of Israel. And ito bang sabi niya, where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more also if anything but death parts me from you. What a commitment. What a commitment. She chose God. She chose God of her own will. She chose God in doing that, you know, and what God wants in her life rather than just doing what she wants. Meron pong storya kami dito. There's a picture of Alma here. Okay, isa po sa mga Victor Group leader namin na talagang ibang klase yung buhay niya. No? Before na-engage na siya, can we show the picture of Alma? One of our Victor Group leaders. Ayan, nakikita niyo ba? Malabo. But that's Alma. Silhouette na lang. Okay. Ang pangalan niya, Alma Moreno. Totoo po yan, ha? Alma Moreno talaga. That's her name. But Alma got engaged before and then she was supposed to be married pero hindi natuloy. And then she decided to still continue on with the Lord. She started, you know, leading her victory group. She started being a part of a ministry. She started just doing the things that God has called her to do. She decided to follow God, to choose God over her own will. To choose God over her own self-pity. And, you know, na iniisip, oh, no, paano naman ako, Lord? Bakit di mo ako pinapansin? Hindi eh. And then pinakilala sa kanya itong guy na to. When the guy, you know, first showed interest to her, alam mo sinabi ni Alma sa kanya, if you want to know me, you first got to know my God. She chose God over her own will. And these guys, now they're now engaged. Last December, they got engaged. Okay? Ibang klase si God. When you choose God, when you put God in the picture, everything will be okay. Number two. Choose do what is honorable. Choose to do what is honorable. Kasi again, pag tinignan mo, when you look at the book of Ruth, okay, makikita po natin yan, everyone was doing what was right in their own eyes. Everyone was doing what is acceptable to them. Everyone was just doing what they could get something out of. But Ruth decided in chapter 2, she decided not only to go with her mother-in-law, but also to serve her mother-in-law. Kasi nung pagbalik po nila dun sa Israel, you have to remember, it was against all odds. It's a hopeless situation. Ruth was old. She couldn't bear another son. Even if she gets married, she will not, you know, she will have to wait. Ruth has to wait for Naomi to have a son so that she could get married again and then start a life. Pagka kasi widow ka sa Israel, wala ka na eh. You get cut off from the family. You don't have any more inheritance. You don't have any land. When Elimelech and his family left Israel, binenta niya lahat yung gamit niya. So when they came back without Elimelech, wala nang pwedeng makakuha ulit ng property na yun. It only belongs to the son. And not having any son in the family of Elimelech, put Ruth and Naomi in a very bad situation. It was a hopeless situation. Okay? Walang protection, walang pagkain. They just have to do things on their own. And yet Ruth chose to do what was honorable. She served her mother-in-law. There's a picture of Ruth gleaning, and the guy is Boaz, okay? The guy there is Boaz. And look at the text. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned from the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. This was during the harvest time. Now you have to understand again, here's another thing that we need to understand about the Moabites. The Moabites were the group of people that was cursed by God. They were cursed by God. You know why? If you remember, do you remember Balak and Balaam in the book of Numbers? The book of Numbers was a time when this group of people, the Moabites, were trying to put a curse on the nation of Israel. And every time this false prophet will put a curse on them, blessing yung nasasabi niya. And because of that, the Lord put a curse on the nation of Moab for 10 generations. For 10 generations, they were cursed by God. And yet, Ruth, okay, despite of that curse, decided to follow God. Decided to follow the God of Israel and did what was honorable. Then Ruth fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes?" She's talking to Boaz at this point. Okay? "And that you should take notice of me. That you should take notice of me, since I'm a foreigner." Here's the amazing thing. Okay, she's a foreigner and she was there gleaning with the people of Boaz. And Boaz took notice of this lady. And this is what he said. Okay, not only did he notice her, but he heard about what happened. He heard about what happened. But Boaz answered her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told me. And how you left your father and mother and your native land and to come to a people that you did not know before." Here's the amazing thing about Boaz. You know, he chose to do what was honorable. When he heard about this woman, who was doing something for the mother-in-law, he chose to do what was honorable. He chose to investigate. If you want if you're a single person here, do we have any single people here? Single ka? Pakitaas yung kamay mo. Okay. Huwag kang mahiya. It's okay, Jervis. Taas mo yung kamay mo. Ayan. Okay. Diba? If you're a single person, you know, when you like someone, pagka biglang tumaas yung radar mo, nakita mo siya. Oops. Diba? Nakita mo na. Diba? Parang, wow, type ko siya. You know, do what Boaz did. Don't just jump into it straight away. Find out who this person is. Find out the character of this person. Okay? So you have to choose character over your own desire. You know, that's what Boaz did. Boaz found out who this woman is and he found out that everything about what you did for your mother-in-law have been relayed to me. I found out. I found out that you can actually go back to your own people like your sister-in-law, but you did not. You chose our God that you do not know about, and you chose to honor your mother-in-law by serving her. And itong sabi ni Boaz, "The Lord repay you for what you have done. A full reward will be given to you by the Lord." That is the blessing. Okay, ito, nagdideclare na ng blessing si Boaz kay Ruth. Why? Because he's an honorable man. He was blessing Ruth for what? For her faith. Sabi niya, "Look, the God of Israel under whose wings you have come to take refuge." This is the blessing and faith. Again, when you involve faith in the relationship, when you involve God in the relationship, blessing will fall. Blessings will follow. You want to uncomplicate your relationship? Involve God in it. Honor God. Do what is honorable. Ruth had the choice not to be with her mother-in-law. But she chose to do what's honorable. She helped her mother-in-law without expecting anything in return. Kasi alam naman ni Ruth eh, hindi na siya makakapag-asawa. Wala nang pag-asa do. You know, she was just serving her mother-in-law. Selfless yun eh. She wasn't thinking of anything in return. Alam mo, nagiging problema sa relationship, nagiging complicated yung relationship. When we start doing something for our partner with the strings attached. Oh yeah, kinamot ko yung likod mo. Kamuti mo yung likod ko. Na? Oh, binigyan kita ng magandang regalo. Bigyan mo rin ako ng regalo. Oh yeah, ang bait ko sa iyo ngayon. Ha? Mamayang gabi, mabait ka rin sa akin. Parang, hindi ba totoo yun? No, that's what's happening. No? And yet, you know, but yet, Ruth decided to do what was honorable. And Boaz also did the same. Again, during that time, yung pong mga widow, walang protection. That is why if you will read the entire book of Ruth, makikita po ninyo that Boaz actually told this young man to take care of Ruth, not to touch her, not to harm her. And again, not only that, Boaz did what was honorable by offering her something to eat. When he found out that this young lady was working from morning till afternoon, walang pahinga-pahinga, he actually offered him lunch. Offered her lunch. No? Hindi lang lunch, may drinks pa. Only pa. Only rice. Sabi sa kanya, eat whatever you want. Kaya nga umuwi si Ruth, may leftover pa eh. Imagine, nakikain ka na, may doggy bag ka pa. May pasalubong pa siya sa mother-in-law niya. What, you know, napaka-honorable nun. Hindi niya lang binusog yung sarili niya, inuwian pa niya ng pasalubong yung nanay niya. Kaya nga nung pag-uwi niya sa mother-in-law niya, sabi ni Nehom sa kanya, where have you come from? Sabi niya, I was gleaning in this place by Boaz. And then sabi ni Ruth, wow, that, you know, the God's hand is upon you. The favor of God is upon you. That's exactly what Boaz told her. The Lord will repay you. The Lord will reward you. Not just little reward, but full reward. Next point. Choose to marry a godly man. Single ladies. All single ladies. Single ladies, can you please raise your hands? Single ladies, huwag po kayo maya. JV, huwag kayo maya. Ang taas po niyo yung kamay niyo, mga single ladies. Come on. I'm not trying to embarrass you, okay? You have to choose. Godly man. You want your relationship, you want a marriage that will not be complicated? Choose a godly man. Choose a godly man. The world will tell you, wala ka na sa kalendaryo. Wala ka na nga sa thermometer eh. Pero at least nasa bingo card ka pa. Diba? So anyone will do. Anyone, okay na yan. Basta may itsura. Ang problema, may ibang itsura, masama. Diba? Pero ang important, you know, you have to choose godly man. Ruth decided to choose a godly man. Ito yung picture niya. Picture ni Ruth. Okay, this is a picture of Ruth at sa chapter 3 na ito eh. When she was at the threshing floor, in-uncover niya yung feet ni ano. Again, we will talk about this a little bit more. Pero she chose, look at what Boaz said. At midnight, the man was startled and turned over. Okay, chapter 3. And behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant, for you are a redeemer. For you are a redeemer. And then look at what Boaz said. And he said, may you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. Napaka ano, di ba? Ang napakaganda nung kanilang love story. No? Imagine, tawag sa kanya, daughter. later, I'll explain to you bakit daughter. Ha? You have made this last kindness greater than the first, in that you have not gone after young men, whether poor or rich. Ruth chose a godly man. She was encouraged by Naomi. Naomi said, you know, I cannot let you not find a husband. I need to find you a husband. I need to find you a good husband, a godly man. And inano niya si Boaz. And that's what happened. Boaz, okay, calling her a daughter. You know why? Kasi according sa mga commentators and according sa ibang mga books ng mga Jewish people, hindi na po bata si Boaz. Alright? Si Ruth is about mga 27 to 30 years old at this time, according to her history. Boaz is about mga 60 years old. Ah, yung pala si Ruth. Mahilig sa 3M. Opportunista pala to si Ruth eh. Di ba? Mayaman na, mabait pa, madali pang mamatay. No? Isipin mo ganun, di ba? Pero hindi po. There is nothing wrong with what she did. Okay, let's look at the next verse. And now my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you have asked. Teka muna, ano ba yung hiningi niya? Ang sinabi lang niya, spread your cloak over me. Di ba? And then he said, I will do all that you ask of me. For my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman, a worthy woman. A worthy woman. A woman of character. Guys, don't just settle for the looks. Okay? Look for character. Maganda nga yung labas. Bulok naman yung loob. Ang tawag doon, anay. Di ba? It will not stand. When difficulty happens, babagsak yun. Di ba? Pagka may mabigat na bumatong sa pakahoy na ang ganda-ganda sa labas, pero wala pa ng laman sa loob, ano mangyayari doon? Babagsak yun. Naomi, you know, Ruth was a woman of character. Boaz, not only Ruth chose the righteous woman, a godly man, but see, Boaz also chose a godly woman. Look at this. Yung kasing yung redeemer kanina sa verse 9, sa ESV medyo iba. Look at this sa NIV. Sa NIV 1984, I want to read to you verse 9 again. Sabi niya, who are you? Boaz asked. I am your servant Ruth, she said. Spread the corner of your garment over me since you are my kinsman redeemer. What is a kinsman redeemer? Well, a kinsman redeemer is something na ginagawa nila during that time. Yung kinsman redeemer is a relative. Okay? A relative, kapag mo kasi, malimang, magkapatid kayo, namatay, like for example, itong kala Naomi. Naomi had two sons. Yung anak niya, parehong namatay. So, nagkaroon ng dalawang widow. Now, yung widow na to, wala nang pwede maging asawa. Ang kinsman redeemer is someone that will marry the woman or the widow and for that widow to have a child. And when that child, when a child is born out of that woman, madidiretso yung lineage ngayon. Madidiretso ngayon yung lahi ni Elimelech. But at this point, wala eh. Wala na siya maging asawa eh. Kasi wala nang kapatid si Elimelech. Meron siya kamag-anak. So let me explain to you a little bit more. Kinsman redeemer, ano bang idea niyan? A kinsman redeemer had to be qualified as a kinsman. Kailangan kamag-anak ka talaga. And during that time, alam nila kung sinong kamag-anak. Alam nila kung sino yung magkakamag-anak. Alam nila kung anong tribe ka. Hanapin nila yan eh. And at this point, sabi ni, you know, makikita ni Ruth, sabi ni Naomi kay Ruth, Ruth, Boaz is one of our relative. Relative yan ni Elimelech. So, he can be a kinsman redeemer to you. He can be a husband to you. Alright? So, yun. Tapos, had to be able to perform the duty. Ano ba yung duty ng kinsman? Two things. Two things po yung in this story. Dalawang bagay yung kailangan niya i-perform. Number one is to buy back all the property of Elimelech. Kailangan bilhin niya ulit yun. Kailangan bilhin niya ulit yun at ibigay niya sa pamilya ni Naomi. Hindi para sa kanya. Wala siyang dividend dito. Wala siyang kapig dito, puro labas. Okay? That's yun ang role mo. As a kinsman redeemer, kailangan bilhin mo yung mga property na wala na sa kanila at ibalik mo lang sa kanila. Hindi para sa'yo. And number three, you have to be willing to do that. And look at what Boaz said. Verse 12, chapter 3. Now it is true that I am a redeemer. Okay, I'm a kinsman redeemer. Kamag-anak ako ni Ruth. And Naomi. Kamag-anak ako ni Elimelech. Yet there is a redeemer nearer than I. This is an honorable guy. This is a godly man. He did not take advantage of the situation. He did not take advantage. Sige, Ruth, gusto mo ako, gusto rin kita. Okay na tayo. Hindi eh. Sabi niya, teka muna, may mas malapit pang relative kesa sa akin. So remain tonight, and in the morning, if he will redeem you, good. Let him do it. Here's the thing. Here's another thing that Boaz did. How godly of a man he was. Okay? He did not just take care of Ruth, but he also protected her reputation. He protected his her reputation. Hindi niya pinabayaan. Walang nangyari sa kanila. At hindi niya pinabayaan. Made sure that she was protected. But if he will not, but if he is not willing to redeem you, then as the Lord lives, I will redeem you. I will redeem you. I will do a kinsman redeemer to you. And that's what Boaz did. That is why the following morning, again, here's another cultural thing, no? Kinausap ni Boaz yung kamag-anak. At sinabi doon sa kamag-anak, pare, kausap ko si Ruth kagabi. Actually, may usapan. Tapos may mga ganyan, may witness. By the gate doon nag-uusap eh. Tapos sabihin ni Boaz sa kanya, gusto mo bang bawiin yung mga gamit at mga gamit ni Elimelech? Sabi nung guy, pwede. Okay yan. Okay ako dyan. Pero, sabi ni Boaz, kailangan si Ruth pakasalan mo rin. For some reason, or whatever reason, the guy decided to say no. He said, I cannot do that. I can't get her to be my wife. Kaya po makikita niyo may sandals. Ayan. May sandals po yan. Hindi po yan isasampal dun sa lalaki. Hindi po. Okay. Ano po yan? It's a cultural thing. Pag inubat mo yung sandals mo, ibibigay mo dun sa kausap mo, sabihin mo, I'm giving up my right as a kinsman redeemer and you be the one to fulfill my role. Di ba? Pagka tinignan po niya yan, yung story na yan, makikita mo yung hand ni God in all these things. Makikita mo, imagine Ruth wasn't thinking of her future. Ruth was just thinking at the beginning of taking care of her mother-in-law. She wasn't even thinking that she will ever get married. Wala siyang iniisip na ganun. Because everyone around her was doing what was right in their own eyes. But she was doing what was right in the sight of God. Boaz on the other hand wasn't even thinking of getting married. He's old. Okay? Wala na siya sa kalendaryo. But he was only doing what was honorable. He was only doing what was right in the sight of God. You want to uncomplicate your marriage? You want to uncomplicate your relationship? Put God in the center. Do what was right in the sight of God. While everyone was doing right in their own eyes, Boaz and Ruth chose to do what is right in God's sight. While everyone was doing what was right in their own eyes, Boaz and Ruth decided to do what was right in the sight of God. To honor Him. To do what was honorable. To take care of the widow. To do what is right. Then the blessings of God follows. Look at this. So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. So again, nung nandun siya sa threshing floor, wala pong nangyari doon. Walang kababalagang nangyari doon. Alright? And when he went in to her, the Lord gave her conception and she bore a son. You know the most amazing thing about the son is? That's so what is so amazing about this story is the hand of God in it. Yung God factor. Kasi, pag iniisip mo, again, wala siyang iniisip na makakapag-asawa siya. At wala siyang iniisip na yung magiging anak niya will be so powerful in the nation of Israel. When you put God in the relationship, when you put God in the center of your relationship and doing the will of God over your own will, choosing character over your own desires, choosing the plan of God over your own plan, that's what Ruth and Naomi did. The book of Ruth started with all the curses of the law. Famine, death, no sons. End with a book. The book ends with marriage and conception. And let's look at who this son become. Sino ba to? Okay? Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap, and he became his nurse. And the woman of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, a son has been born to Naomi. A son has been born to Naomi. Hindi kay Ruth, but to Naomi. Why? Because she was redeemed. The son does not belong to Ruth. The son belongs to Elimelech and his family. Boaz did something that Naomi and Ruth cannot do for themselves. And look, Naomi has born a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. Who's David? The greatest king of Israel, from whose tribe came the son of the living God, Jesus Christ. Palakpakan naman natin si Lord. Here's a picture of Boaz. Again, like what I said, medyo matanda na si Boaz, pero nung ginagawa niya yung will ni God, bumabata. I can't find a picture, but this is the only picture I can find of Boaz Ruth. But the idea is this. The idea is this. While everyone was doing what was right in their own eyes, Boaz and Ruth did what was right in their own eyes. Boaz, a kinsman redeemer, did something for Ruth and Naomi that none of them could do for themselves. They couldn't buy back the land. They couldn't get them back in the tribe. They have to have a son. They have to have a child. They have to have someone to marry them. Boaz did that. When you think about it, that's exactly what Jesus did for you and me. Jesus lived a life that we could not live, died the death that we could not die, rose again to prove that he is the Son of God, offering salvation to those who will repent and believe the gospel. That's what Jesus did for us. Let's read Romans 5, 6 to 9. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Again, Boaz and Ruth did what was right in the sight of God. Chose God over their own will. I don't know what you're going through today, but there is hope. Jesus has done something that none of us can do for ourselves. Boaz, a redeemer, kinsman redeemer, bought them and loved Ruth. God loved us and gave his son for us. Boaz became the husband and Ruth became the bride. We are the bride of Christ. Jesus died for us. Boaz gave Ruth a better future. God has given us a better future in Christ Jesus. Let's all stand. While everyone was doing what was right in their own eyes, Boaz and Ruth chose to do what was right in God's sight. I don't know where you are right now in your relationship with God. I don't know what kind of relationship you are in right now. I don't know what situation you are facing right now. But what I can tell you is this. There's no such thing as a hopeless situation. Ruth and Naomi was in a hopeless situation. Yet the hand of God, yet the love of God was there and brought them through. I don't know what problems you're facing right now. Maybe you're having a relationship problem with your spouse or with people around you. But if you choose to do what is right in the sight of God, and not selfishness, not your own will, not your own desire, God will honor you. God will honor you. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us your Son. Thank you, Lord God, that you live the life that we could not live. Lord, thank you that you have given us freedom in Christ Jesus, something that we could never do for ourselves. Lord, thank you that in this story of Boaz and Ruth, we can see your hand all over it. Lord, how you led Ruth to the right place at the right time to the right people. And Lord, how you moved the hand of the other kinsman redeemer who said no so that Boaz could marry Ruth. Lord, that was your hand. Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that there is hope in you. Thank you, Lord God, that there is redemption in you. Thank you, Lord God, that there is restoration in you. You know, while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if you're here today and you are experiencing somewhat, you feel like it's a hopeless situation. It might be a relationship problem. It might be a financial problem. It might be a work-related problem. It might be a health issue. And you're thinking it's a hopeless situation. Would you just raise your hands? I want to pray for you. Yes, I see those hands. Yes, yes. Yes, just raise it up. Raise it up high to the Lord. Humbly come before the Lord and say, Lord, this is the situation in my life right now. It seems hopeless. I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel right now, Lord. I can't see it. But Lord, thank you that in the story of Ruth and Boaz, Lord, and in the story of Naomi, Lord, you came through, Lord. You were the light. You gave them hope. You gave them a future. You gave them destiny. You gave them a future, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that whatever these people are going through right now, Lord, I ask that you would give them the grace and the wisdom, Lord, and the faith to believe that you are a God that will see them through. That you are a God that will give them the grace and the wisdom that they need at this situation right now. Lord, I pray that if there's anything that they need to choose to do, I pray that they will choose to do what is honorable. What is honorable, what is right in your own sight.